Now, Finns in towels celebrating sauna for Sweden, a Norwegian lamenting a dead Russian dog for Ireland, an Estonian annoying Italians, Austrian opera and a censored Maltese. Yes, it's Eurovision time. Final on Saturday, first semi-final tonight, second on Thursday, featuring Ireland. We'll talk about the songs later in the programme. The organisers say it isn't political, but there are protests, heavy security and no shortage of controversy. Angus McKenzie is with us. He's a freelance journalist based in Bern in Switzerland, not far from Basel, where the contest is taking place. Angus, good morning.
Good morning.
No strangers to Eurovision, Switzerland. How is Basel set this week?
Well, I think everybody's excited, and there is a lot of people there, and there is going to be live venues and a Eurovision Boulevard. So everybody's ready to have a big party.
Are there protests?
Yes, there are protests, and the police have said there should be a peaceful freedom of expression. They are, however, also assessing each protest as at a case-by-case basis, and they may be forbidden.
How extensive are the protests?
Well, we saw it at the weekend, the opening ceremony. There were a lot of Palestinian flags. There was one video that I think was widely shared of one protester making a gesture towards the Israeli delegation. That situation has been assessed by police.
Are there protests about anything else of the contest apart from Israel's participation?
Well, at the moment, it seems to be that is the main focus of the protests.
Nothing else?
No.
What about security of the event?
Well, I think that the Swiss police are taking it incredibly seriously. They are. This is not their first time doing a big event. We have the WEF every year in Switzerland. This is obviously a serious situation, and they're going to handle it professionally.
Would it be difficult to get into the event this time?
Well, they've said that that all sorts of bags are banned. So that's certainly a situation with security. But I think that people are trying to. The organizers are trying to do it all in the spirit of having fun and everything being peaceful. And so far, that other than the one video that's been widely shared, that seems to be the case.
Angus, thanks for speaking to us. That's Angus McKenzie, a journalist based in Switzerland. We'll be speaking about the songs in the Eurovision a little bit later in the programme. News and business next.